Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has found escape from this summer's heat wave in two new novels that contain cool, spare prose.
Some stories offer transcendence with a capital T. We readers get our vicarious kicks by grabbing hold of Peter Pan's hand and flying, along with Wendy and the boys, to Neverland. But there's a more sober, and to my taste, more satisfying vision of transcendence contained in two new superb novels whose main characters are constrained by their limitations, their luck, and their need to earn a paycheck. The characters in these novels don't leap tall buildings with a single bound. Rather, at climactic moments, they shuck off the gravity of their burdens for a second before they fall to earth again. FX Tools characters are boxers and trainers whose whole world practically is the fights. Tool himself was something of a literary 1-2 punch sensation. 6 years ago, he became a celebrated author at age 70, when he published a short story collection about boxing called Rope Burns. One of those stories was made into the Academy Award-winning film Million Dollar Baby. Tool didn't live to see the movie. He died during emergency surgery in 2002. He'd taken a 900-page manuscript with him to the hospital, desperate to finish it before time ran out. Tool's agent and an editor wound up cutting and shaping the manuscript into his debut novel. It's called Pound for Pound, and against the odds I've just described, it's wonderful. Pound for Pound breaks down into two hard-knock tales. One is about an Irish-American trainer named Dan Cooley, whose life hits the skids when his young grandson dies after being hit by a car. The other storyline follows a gifted 18-year-old Mexican-American fighter named Chicky Garza as he tries to make it big. Chicky is nearly ruined by crooked trainers until he stumbles into Cooley, who's been trying to follow his grandson into the grave by guzzling low-down vodka and Xanax. The sentimentality warning bells will really start ringing when I mention that Cooley's resurrection hinges not only on Chicky, but also on the faithful attentions of Cooley's African-American best friend and a stray dog. It's all in the footwork, though. Tool writes with such generous appreciation for the messed-up complexity of human beings that no one in this novel, not even the dog, dwindles into a stereotype. And his language packs a punch. Listen to how a seasoned trainer named Mr. George assesses the skills of a show-offy young fighter named Sykes. Mr. George came to think of Sykes as a gold front tooth over a root canal, all puff and shine on the outside, but everything dead inside. Tool's mundane heroes know that champs are made not by glitzy moves, but by practice, repetition, strength built up by hard work. The main characters in George Pelicanos's intelligent and taut crime noirs are also workhorses, not show horses. Here's how Pelicanos describes the office space of the police detectives in his latest novel, The Night Gardener. Over the desks of the detectives were corkboards, many displaying photos of children, wives, and other relatives, alongside death photos of victims and apprehended but unconvicted perps who had become obsessions. Crucifixes, pictures of saints, and psalm quotes were in abundance. Many of the detectives were devout Christians, others only claimed they were, and some had lost their faith in God completely. The job wasn't, for the majority of them, a calling. For one reason or another, they were suited to be homicide police. It was where they had naturally landed. The Night Gardener weds a cold case, three murders of African-American children in the 1980s, whose bodies were all found in community gardens, with a recent discovery of a dead teenager also in a community garden. This latest victim was a friend of the son of one of the police detectives assigned to the case. As always, Pelicanos is gutsy about using the crime novel to ruminate on the politics of race and class in urban America. But what makes The Night Gardener a standout is the way he keeps complicating the novel's reading of the three principal detectives in the story. One is a burnout, another is an obsessive, the third is a grounded family man. But then those are just convenient labels, starting points for investigations into what makes each man tick. Like Tool's beaten up boxers, Pelicanos' flawed detectives summon up the courage to take measured risks, small leaps of faith that leave a reader astonished. Both novels are knockouts.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Pound for Pound by F.X. Toole and The Night Gardener by George Pelicanos.